Lesson 8, honor the Lord with your wealth. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10 state, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Honor is a word not much used in our everyday language. When I think of honoring God with my wealth, I think of using the material possessions He has given me to bring glory to God and to build up the kingdom of God. I think of doing good in the name of Jesus to help others. Honoring God is something I love to do because I love God. One way to honor God is to commit to giving a tithe, a tenth or 10% of all that I have received. In doing this one simple act, I am acknowledging that all I possess has been given to me by God. Instead of saying I pay a tithe or even I give a tithe of my income, I prefer to say I return a tithe. This little phrase helps me remember that God is the author and source of all I have. Since all I have has been given to me by God, then it is all His, and I am simply returning a tenth to Him. I recognize that there is no specific command to tithe in the New Testament, neither does it specifically mention thou shalt not steal. Yet, that command is still valid. My personal conviction is that tithing is legitimate as well. Giving 10% to God upon being paid or after you have received remuneration for any kind of work is a good practice. David expresses this truth in his prayer in 1 Chronicles 29. It is a long passage, but worth reading. Then the people rejoiced because they had given willingly, for with a whole heart they had offered freely to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our Lord, and praise your glorious name." But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. Storehouse. Generally, I return tithes to the church where I am a member. This has been referred to as a storehouse tithe, and is mentioned in Malachi 3:10. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. This money is used to provide for the support and upkeep of the church staff and property. The King James Version of this passage translates the second half of this verse, "If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." My Hebrew professor noted that in Malachi 3:10, the text should be more accurately translated, "until there is no more need," instead of "that there shall not be room enough to receive it." The ESV translation uses this language. Here is the whole passage. "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need." I think that is a more accurate translation. When to give. When I was a school teacher, I was paid monthly. Upon receiving my check, I would deposit it in the bank. When I arrived home, I wrote a tithe check to the church we were attending. I think that promptly paying or returning the tithe is good practice, which is affirmed in Exodus 22:29. Thou shalt not delay to offer of thy harvest and of the outflow of thy presses. Writing the tithe check as soon as I have been paid is a small act and a personal preference, but it helps me maintain the priority of putting God first in all things. Other contributions. Malachi 3 speaks of tithes and offerings, or contributions. In addition to tithing, I also contribute to other Christian works and classify these gifts as offerings. I build these contributions into our annual budget. Each quarter, we send these offerings to missionaries, pro-life ministries, needy individuals and families, radio ministries, and other worthy groups that God has brought across our path. Robbing God. Malachi 3:8 reads, "Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions." So not returning a tithe is equivalent to robbing God, because so many people think of tithing as optional and something to do when they have a little extra, I would be remiss if I didn't include this passage. It appears the people that God was addressing had a blind spot regarding tithing and giving. They did not faithfully give tithes and offerings, and God called that theft. He saw their situation differently than they did. May we never be accused of robbing God by not returning to Him what is rightfully His. God first. Giving God the first fruits and the tithe are concrete ways of putting God first. This attitude reminds me of one of my favorite scriptures found in the Sermon on the Mount. "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6:33. After almost 40 years of seeking to put God first in my life and finances, I can testify that God has provided for all of my needs. Notice the distinction between needs and wants. During my years in the ministry, I have seen people spend money unwisely and then wonder why God wasn't meeting their needs. My opinion is that it wasn't a lack on God's part, but undisciplined and impulse spending on their part. God's word is true. As we honor Him with our substance, He will take care of His people and meet their every need. Let's pray. Help us, Lord, to honor you with our tithes and offerings and forever put you and your kingdom first. Amen.